Hello, Jessica.
We're like awfully close today.
We are a little bit too close, but
too close for comfort. But that's because we have to fit two other people today.
Shoot.
I know. They're right here.
Who's coming?
It's Bob and Mike. And if you've seen episode number, I should have on this. Steve's going to put it up on the screen. They were on our podcast earlier this year. It was this year, right?
March.
Okay. Welcome to The Secret Life of Parkinson's, a podcast created by people living with Parkinson's to help break the stigma of a disease no one likes to talk about. Now, here are your hosts, Jessica Krauser and Brian Baker. Sorry, we do a lot of these. I don't really remember this, but...
Yeah, budget cuts. We had to go back to the...
Makes me feel good.
Yeah.
I'm still trying to cash that check from the last one.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Keep trying. So how are you guys doing?
Good.
And what's new from the last time we all chatted?
What's new?
Yeah. Mm. Anything change? Anything different?
Things changed a little bit, but...
Have we accepted the diagnosis of Parkinson's
yes,
yet?
Yes, I have Parkinson's.
Oh, okay. I mean, I was still thought maybe
we were kind of pushing you on that.
Yeah, I do. I've accepted it.
That's good. Do you feel better about it?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, I don't. But symptoms have all gotten a little bit worse. But
have they, like, do you think they have over this time, or it's just you're just noticing?
Probably just more noticing. Aware? So we've been 6 months, so
yeah,
probably just noticing.
So what do you notice now?
I'm having a harder time finding words and memory. And it seems like it's getting worse. And maybe it's not, but it seems like it is.
Mm-hmm.
I have a new one.
What?
Double vision.
Mm.
I have double vision now.
So what?
Is that a good thing? Or
no.
You get two eyes.
The doctor said it's from Parkinson's.
This is going to be like a really stupid question, but what does double vision look like? Like, what do you, is it in both eyes?
I'm talking to both of you right now.
So like kind of like how if you like almost cross your eyes, like that's what you see, like you see two.
Mm-hmm.
So like, is there anything to help correct that or?
I had surgery last year and I think it got worse.
Did you had it because of that?
Well, he didn't say it was from Parkinson's last year. I fell and got a concussion about 4 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Hit the back of my head real hard. And that's what they say brought on the Parkinson's. But it also caused my vision to double. So.
All right, well, that scares me because my daughter just got a concussion. Like, making sure she's not having. I know.
There's
I
some
know.
Kind of prism glasses that I'm going to try that are supposed to help.
Bob, how about you?
That's it.
I went to see Dr. Patel, and then I had his diagnosis was so quick. It kind of shocked me. Like, he had, my right hand, I couldn't enclose it. It was just on my left hand. And he looked at me and said, "That's not Parkinson's. That's depression."
What?
Just by the way that I move, my left hand, I can't close my left hand, right? At all. Like, I can do it real slow, but when I try to go fast, it just freezes. And the same with the right hand, but he said the way that I was doing the right hand, it was depression. And he put me on mirtazapine. So it's like... it helps you sleep and for depression.
When did you start that?
Probably 2 months ago.
Oh, that is, I never...
And it helped. But he just diagnosed me just by the way, 5 minutes with him and, my wife in the office and like...
Imagine that.
Yeah.
Because of your hands.
Knowing what the heck they're doing.
I know.
I've never heard that.
But like, it helped having my wife in the office. Like, you guys always talk about having somebody come with you. Like, she's like, oh, he's doing this now.
Mm-hmm.
Like
he said, and they have to feel empowered to speak up when they,
you have to give them,
yeah,
you make them feel empowered,
yeah, because it's like Nicole when we go, I'm like, if you're seeing it, tell him because I may not be seeing, I'm not seeing the same things that you're seeing,
yeah, like she always points out, like recently, like just I don't know why this is happening, well, I know because it's Parkinson's, but like I have a like. Empathy is, like, I used to care a lot for when things happened and, like, for my wife and for the kids.
Oh, yeah.
And, like...
No, you don't care.
Well, I still care, but, like, when my wife's talking to me sometimes, I can hear her talking, but I don't respond. And it drives her crazy. Marriage,
oh, my husband does that to me.
but it's just like, we were all carving pumpkins with our grandkids. Mm-hmm. And I was helping my grandson carve a pumpkin and he nicked his finger. He's 4. And I'm like, you know, suck it up, Buttercup. Like, it's not bleeding too bad. Come on, let's get in there and finish this job.
Thanks, Grandpa. Like,
I'm just.
He's like crying.
He's like, oh, it hurt. It hurt, B. Aww. And I'm like, oh, you know, and like, you know, my wife was, she had the flu. And mm-hmm. I'm like, well, peace out. I'm going to the gym. Like, I didn't say, you know, ask her what she needed. You know, it's just like little things like that.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's.
Well, it's good that you guys can openly talk about it. I feel like there's definitely a lot of people that can't or don't want to or don't feel comfortable talking to their spouse or loved ones about what they're seeing, you know? So that's applause to your wife.
Yeah, and the other thing is, like, this one, I don't know if I should tell Melissa thanks or tell her to get lost, but, like, I usually take a picture of the board on Friday.
Tell her to get lost.
The whiteboard on Friday has all of the exercises that we're doing.
Yeah.
And then it's just, you know, self-paced. Mm-hmm. And so I usually take a picture and take it home and we do it on the weekends. And like, my wife is like, you know, I can tell a big difference, like in your movements. Like, you're really stiff and like, and that's when she realizes that I have Parkinson's just by watching me exercise and moving.
Yeah.
So...
Have any of your medications changed over the past 6 months?
No. They've never changed.
That was my question. Are you on medication? He's never changed them.
I'm going back. I'm just on carbidopa, mm-hmm. 3 pills a day. That's it.
So 1 pill 3 times a day or 3
Sorry, I'm laughing. I don't know.
That's what the doctor ordered.
That's what they recommended.
I'm going back... He wants me to do this test, this neurological test. What's it called?
It's a neuropsych test. Yeah.
Neuropsych test. And then before he changes my drugs.
You bailed on that last time, didn't you?
Yeah.
Why'd you bail?
Because I don't want to take the test.
Why?
You know why.
I know why. I know. I'm just trying to get you to say it because you don't want somebody to tell you that you're declining or that you potentially...
Right.
That you think you have dementia, but it could just be mild cognitive impairment.
Right.
Well, see, I have.
So I didn't take it because I didn't want to be diagnosed with Alzheimer's or something similar, dementia, test apparently will show.
But something you said, Mike, about cognitive recall, like that, I think there was a point in time where, like, every time I would freeze, I would be, oh my gosh, this is the worst, you know.
Yeah.
And I would panic about it because I couldn't recall something. I think that would make it worse.
Right.
The panic?
Yeah. Well, the panic. Yeah. Like, I've always been good with names of faces. You know, and all of a sudden I couldn't recall somebody's name. Mm-hmm. Or somebody didn't look familiar to me. Or I couldn't come up with a TV show that I watched.
Yeah.
You know, like that. And I would think I was making a bigger deal than I should have because part of it is just getting us just getting older. Anyway.
Right. That's true.
But I think what you're going through, I mean, and this is where I feel like, no offense to men, and I'm by myself on this.
Yeah, you're out
Melissa behind
here.
The curtain. Be careful. I know. No, but like, because I noticed with my husband with it too, it's like, it's almost like if nobody says it, if it's not diagnosed, if it's not out there, then it's not really happening. But it is. So even if you don't have it, or if you do have something going on, again, if it's just mild cognitive impairment or if it's Alzheimer's or dementia, whatever it may be, knowing, I always feel, and this is just how I feel, knowing allows me to then say, okay, what do I need to then do? So like that's like the email I sent you yesterday. I'm like, there's puzzles you can do. There's like, you know, crossword puzzles or like actual hand puzzles. There's, you know, motor movements, the things that we do in class, you know, with like the colors.
Yeah.
You'll see that on the test. Like some of the stuff that we do in class, right. You'll see on the test and you're like, oh, Melissa makes us do this. It says blue, but it's actually green. And so they'll tell you, say the word, not the color. And then they flip it and say, say what color it is, not the word. So it's just tripping up your brain.
Diane's bought puzzles and things like that for me to do.
Have you done them?
No.
Okay.
But she buys them for me.
Maybe I should send her the email that I sent you and say, I told him this is what he needs to do.
Well,
but honestly, I mean, I know it's scary and it's not ever easy to hear stuff like that, but at least you can have a plan in place.
Yeah. And getting on the right medication, the right dose, could help some of that.
Yeah.
Right. So this test I'm doing at the end of the middle of December is supposed to show all the stuff, and maybe they'll get my medicine right and diagnosis right. In the meantime, I'm just doing what he tells me to do.
Just keep swimming.
Do you want us to help you cheat?
Do you have the answers?
Yeah. I mean, no, I'm kidding. But honestly, like, there's going to be some things in there that it's going to be frustrating and scary. And I saw my daughter just go through it, because with the concussion, we had to go to her trainer because she's in high school, and they went through literally a very mini version of what we do for the neuropsych test. He's like, I'm going to give you 10 words, and I want you to tell me name all the ones that you can remember. And so he'd say, like, you know, ball, kick, net, whatever, and go through like 10 words. And she had a recall, so short-term memory. And so she was like looking at me like, oh my God. I'm like, it's okay. And then she like didn't get all of them. And she's like, oh my God. I'm like, don't stress out. Like, it's okay. Like, they just need to see like where you are. And then he asked her again, and they asked her again. And so like for any age, it's a scary thing, because you're afraid. I mean, everyone's just like afraid, which I get. So that's going to be one of the tests. Just
know that. I've done some of that stuff.
Yeah. It's like you could start practicing that stuff, because that's what's going to help. I feel like you got a lot of things on here. What's on there?
I have a lot of things on
here.
What
else do you want to talk about?
The other thing is my moving is getting slower.
Yeah. Mine too.
Yeah.
It is. I mean, like, I watch myself like do squats or whatever, then you're like, oh, now here's something that it's slow because we let it be slow. I do it all the time. I tell myself, squat fast, move fast, move fast. You know, going to the airport, well, Jess can contest this from our from Seattle. Like, I walk slow, but we had to be literally running through the airport. You know,
I videotaped that, by the way. I'll show you. Yeah.
It's one of those things. It's a mental thing too. Mm-hmm. If we tell ourselves to speed up, we tell ourselves to pick up our feet. It's just those reminders that help.
Yeah, but I think that the tricky part is, like, my mind's telling me, hey, I've got big movements. Yeah, I'm walking fast, or I'm not shuffling my feet. And then I look at myself in the mirror, and I say, who is that?
Yeah.
Like, I view myself as, like, before having this. Like, I don't
I
view
hear
it
that,
as...
I hear like, that a lot, that, like, that people feel that same way, that they don't see themselves as the way that a mirror would show them.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't either until recently. I mean,
I didn't until that last podcast we did. I looked at it.
And now you're going to smile more.
Scared the hell out of me.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, yeah. You see yourself. Like.
Yeah.
I'm not close to a mirror.
Yeah.
You know, so at the gym, like, you have to be in the front row. And, like, I don't want to see myself. Like, I mean, I know they're there for a reason, but.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like I feel very self-aware of things that are happening. The only thing that I was ever not, I mean, I was aware of it, but because I know I'm doing it, but then rewatching episodes where I was like really dyskinetic, when you would always tell me, you're like, okay, you really need to get this surgery done. Like, you really need to get this done. And I knew, but then like rewatching it, then you're like, wow. Like, that was the only time I really felt like I knew it was happening, but I didn't have a huge hold on it.
Here's a question for you guys.
No.
Well,
that's the answer.
Well, how long does it take for, like, personally, to come to the realization that you have Parkinson's? Like, I still, like right now my hand and leg is jumping like crazy. But, like, a lot of days I'm like, oh, I don't think I really have it. And, like, and to come to, like, to say, I really do have this. Like, was it, like, a year, 2 years, like, do you?
Mine was different. Mine's different.
Yeah, mine was like, I never questioned whether or not I had it. It was what was I going to do with it now that I do have it.
See, mine was I knew I had it before I was diagnosed because I had every classic symptom. So I knew going into the movement disorder specialist what it was.
Yeah,
and so. I already, not that I digested it, but I learned what I could, and I educated myself enough that I didn't put it like, I have Parkinson's, like, because to me it's like, not that anybody can say it, but we always say, like, if you know one person with Parkinson's, you know one person with Parkinson's. So to me, it's like Parkinson's is, it's my Parkinson's. Like, I just know that I have a tremor, my arm wouldn't swing, I would have cramping. To me, that's my Parkinson's. I don't think of Parkinson's as like, this is what's going to happen, because I have no flipping idea. Like, I was initially, at first I was nervous. I was nervous about, you know, am I going to get the masked face? Whereas now I know I don't have to worry about that, because it's okay, because you still can smile and do things.
On my list here.
No, but honestly, like,
although it's called resting bitch face.
Yeah.
I think it's the same thing.
Yeah.
But honestly, I remember being like worried about it, because those were like pictures I would see, and it's like, but
I always feel the pressure to find the perfect gift for my relatives. In this case, whether you're sending an unforgettable gift or treating yourself to everyday perfection, Omaha Steaks delivers the world's best steak experience. For me, I'm not just into steaks. I like all types of meat. That's why I'll usually get the winter's bestseller pack. It comes with juicy fillets, chicken breasts, pork chops, and even burgers. Omaha Steaks offers unrivaled quality and variety, and every bite is backed by their 100% guarantee. A family-owned company with over 100 years of experience in the meat industry. Save big on unforgettable gifts with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide and earn an extra 20% off select favorites during their cyber sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code YUM at checkout. That's omahasteaks.com, promo code YUM at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. Go to omahasteaks.com to get 50% off site-wide plus an extra 20% off select favorites and more limited-time deals during their cyber sale. And use promo code YUM at checkout for an extra $35 off. Minimum purchase may apply. See site for details. A big thanks to our advertiser, Omaha Steaks.
No, there you can fight against it. Like, might not happen all the time. Like, your big movements. You think you're doing big movements until you see yourself and you're like, I'm not. So now you can. So same thing when I tell him, I'm like, stop. Like, you know, you look this certain way. So it's like, but then, you know, you can smile, you can make different expressions. So I guess I just always put it in the camp of, like, I say, I have a name to it, calling it Parkinson's, but it's my,
it's your Parkinson's.
Parkinson's. And it's not to say, like, I didn't have, like, bad moments. Cause I told Melissa multiple times, I'm like, in the beginning, that first year, like, there would be times, like, I would cry, like, as we were working out, I would be, like, in the corner and no one could, like, really see me, because I would be doing movements and I would feel my body, like, either, like, my toes would be curling or I would be trying to do something and I couldn't. And I was just so frustrated. Like, I can't believe this is what my life is like or what my body is going to be like to me. But now I'm actually better. Like, I was, because I was still trying medications and figuring things out. So I did have, like, moments, but I never, I don't know if that answered it.
It did. I mean, yeah. I mean, in your, Brian, in your case, like, with the gym, like, if I wouldn't belong to the gym, I'm happy to wake up and say, I don't want to do anything today.
Yeah.
And go in my chair, read a book for 6 hours and not do anything.
6 hours. Sounds like
me. So it's been about a year, isn't it, that we ran into you? Because you had just been diagnosed and we ran into
you.
That
was 2 years ago.
Yeah.
2 years? Right?
Two and a half.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And so, yeah,
because we almost two.
You guys came close at the same time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's how we met. That's how it all started.
This is how the show began. Too well. Sorry, Mike.
Well, you guys are a joy to have in class, so that's what I'd love to say that. So what else? I feel like you have more questions than I do, so.
I don't have questions. I just have some things that have changed.
Well, the one thing that we didn't talk about last time that it hasn't changed is something that you started with, but I don't think we mentioned this on the first podcast, is that you have REM behavior disorder.
Right.
RBD.
Right.
Not to be confused with.
BB?
No.
Resting bitch.
RBF. Because every time Sony says RBD, and I'm like, what? So it's not the same. But anyway, so REM behavior disorder.
Right.
So you knew about that how long ago?
18 years.
Okay. And you take medication for that?
Mm-hmm.
Did you know that there was meds for that?
Clonazepam. I take one a night.
feel like I've heard of that name. Like I may have taken that. Anyways, so you don't have like the fighting?
I still do, but it's not as bad.
Okay.
And I'll know whether I did or not when I wake up in the morning and there's if there's a big pillow between my wife and myself.
So do you wake up when you have it? Like, do you wake yourself up because of the movements that you're doing?
She wakes me up.
Okay.
And I'm usually like kicking or something.
Okay.
But there's been a few times where it's been pretty bad where I got up and like jumped off the bed.
I remember you said that.
Yeah.
Well, you acted stuff out too, didn't you?
Like, yeah, that was a dream.
He like was diving off of, you thought you were diving off of
a boat.
A boat.
Into water. I actually dove into the ground, into the floor.
God.
And so that was when I was, that was 18 years ago.
Wow.
And the other one when you walked outside naked.
Oh, that was a big one.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Oh, you actually did?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were kidding.
No. He actually did that. He's got a show.
I didn't blame him to sleep on that. He was perfectly wide awake.
He was coming off a late night party. What is that?
That was a few years ago.
A couple months ago.
Yesterday.
Who found you?
I was on the medicine. I was on the medicine that I think Bob started to take about that you just begins with the M.
Yeah, mirtazapine,
something like that, and it didn't. I took it for like 5 days, and the whole time I was taking it, Diane said I was acting weird. I wouldn't wear any clothes. No, I. She said that I was acting weird the whole time. And then I took a nap in the afternoon.
Oh, God, it was in the afternoon?
It was in the afternoon.
Oh, jeez.
She gets better and better.
So I'm being shot at, okay? I'm in my dream. I'm being shot at. And I'm crawling down the stairs. And I didn't know I was naked. I thought I had my outfit on. So I'm crawling down the stairs. And I end up by the front door. I wake up by the front door. And I'm at the bottom of the steps, and I don't have any clothes on.
You felt a cold draft.
Yeah, that's it.
A little rubber.
I looked around. I didn't go outside, though. anyways, cut that.
No one can beat that.
No, that's a... Because, I mean, honestly, like Brian always says, it's like, if you can't laugh at yourself with, like, dealing with this, like... I don't know if you laughed at the time, but that's...
I didn't know what the hell was going on. But I tried picturing myself, so I looked upstairs, and there's the stairs that I went down. Mm-hmm. And then I'm just thinking, picturing myself going down these stairs, and my clothes are coming off as I'm going down the stairs. And Diane wasn't home. There's nobody home.
Oh, shit. But you finally woke up?
I finally realized what happened. And I went back inside.
And you got off the medication?
Yeah, I called the doctor. I said, hey, and he goes, well, get off of it.
So you're careful now with taking that medication, right?
Yeah. Nothing like that has ever happened to me.
Yeah, he keeps his clothes on.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Wow. That was good. I might have to talk about that later with my husband. Might be a dinner conversation. Okay. So speaking of, well, I know you said you didn't know if you wanted to talk about this, but you talked about in the dream, somebody was shooting at you.
Yeah.
But talking about guns, you are a hunter, right?
Yes.
You do hunt. How is that going? Are you still?
I'm still chasing a buck right now.
Okay. But so that hasn't changed. Like, cause one of the things
I get up in a tree. I use a harness and I climb up into my tree stand.
Mm-hmm.
15 to 20 feet up, but I'm strapped in. So, I mean, I'm not going to, if it gets icy, I'm not going to go up there.
Yeah.
But I got to be more careful, but I'm still doing it.
Yeah. I hope you wouldn't do it if it was icy. My God. What about you? Are there things that you still
just took a bicycle trip across Missouri this summer in
September. That's all. Just a whole trip.
I mean, it was the Katy Trail, and it was 230 miles.
Jeez.
But, like, I just can't go the distances that I used to go.
Uh-huh.
Like, before I could go, like, 60 miles a day, and now it's like 40 miles, and I come home and take a nap.
Like when did you used to do like 60 miles a day?
Well, we've ridden from D.C. to Pittsburgh 4 times.
Really?
When I was younger, I spent 4 months in Europe on my bicycle.
Uh-huh.
Like, we've taken, like, bike trips, like, out to South Dakota, Montana, Idaho.
Wow.
Are electric bikes considered
cheating? These are real bikes.
No, I said, but are electric bikes considered cheating?
No, we bought some to go around town in.
Yeah.
Nice.
So
the people, like, who do you go with? Just you and your wife? Or do you
we went with another couple for this one.
Okay. Could they have gone longer?
Yeah, they could have. And, like, I started 4 years ago, I started a week-long bike trip with my siblings.
Mm-hmm.
I've got 5 siblings. Oh, so we take a bike trip. And bike trip's gotten shorter and shorter each year.
I know. And I know, like, I always hate hearing this when people are like, and you said it earlier too, which is fine. But it's like when people are like, yeah, but don't forget, it's like, it's also old age. But I had this conversation with Roz probably like a year or two ago. And she was like very down on herself about not being able to do, I don't know, I think she just ran or walked. I think she would run either a 5K or 10K. And I was like, but Roz, like, and because I, you know, like my parents are 70 years old. So I'm like, there's things that you're not going to be able to do anymore because of the age that you're getting at, not always just because of what we're given. So that's why I was asking, like, if they're able to do it, then I get that. But I mean, I'm the same way. Like when my friends are like, well, we're just getting old. I'm like, screw you. You're not getting old. Like, I'm getting old.
Yeah. I went to like the VA and the doctor said, well, I don't know what it really is. He goes, you have sleep apnea, you have Parkinson's, and you have a ton of condition, like medical conditions.
Hmm.
And like, take your pick. Like, which one's causing this? You know, we don't know, but your machine's working fine. So cross that one off and go to the next.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah. Well, the nice thing is at least you can still bike and you can still bike distances. You're at least just modifying it versus saying like, I give up. I'm not going to do it at all.
Exactly. So you just realize that.
Yeah. That's good.
I don't have any more dreams.
No, I think she looks at you. It's like.
So how do you guys feel with exercising? Do you feel better now that you've been at the gym for 2 years? 2 years?
Just about.
Okay.
2 years, just about 2 years for me. It's probably over 2 years for you.
Yeah.
What difference do you feel or what have your family members noticed now that you have a community? I mean, you jumped right in. After you, like, right when you were diagnosed, that's when we met you, right?
Yep.
Yeah, but then he had a boot, and he was...
Oh, that's right. You had injuries. Like, how did you deal with that?
Yeah.
What happened?
I had I've already had three surgeries on my right foot, and then they fused my left big toe.
Oh.
And so...
Why would it happen?
Well, I had surgery at Walter Reed when I was in the Army.
Okay.
And that messed up my right foot, and then that caused the left foot, and like, you know, I just can't walk as much as I used to.
Yeah.
I can't be on my feet, but the gym is, I like the gym not only for the gym, but for the friends.
How was your surgeries?
I think the worst surgery that I had was on my neck, and I think that's what caused to have the Parkinson's come out. Like, I was in so much pain for my neck.
Oh, really?
Like, yeah. Mm. Right after that surgery is when I got diagnosed.
Okay.
But like, I went to probably 3 doctors in Toledo until we moved down here.
Mm-hmm.
And all 3 doctors in Toledo said, it's an essential tremor. Don't worry about it. Like, you know, one neurologist said, go home and have 2 beers. See if it goes away. Like,
yeah.
It goes, I've heard of that. And I'm like, okay, I'll try it.
Did it work?
No, I just...
So you had 4 the next day. Yeah. You just keep doubling it.
Yeah. I couldn't walk afterwards, but no tremor.
No tremor.
Interesting. But you bounce, not that you bounce right back, but you do. Like, you come back to the gym after you're healed and you just back into it.
It's like the people, you know?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. So it's finding a different, especially an exercise that you like, but the people that you want to be around.
It's the people and the exercise, and it forces me to get out of the house for a few hours a day.
Because
otherwise I'd probably stay in the house all day. I still have that issue I'm dealing with.
What does the doctor say about that?
Open the door and go outside.
Clothes on, please.
Clothes off.
It makes it real simple. Just go outside. Just do something.
Easier said than done.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's no medication for that.
No.
But do you bring it up?
I do bring it up. And it seems like a lot of stuff is going to happen for me in December as far as seeing doctors and getting tested and things like that.
Yeah.
So, and that's one of them.
Yeah. All right. Anything else you guys want to share? Put the good old glasses on.
Double vision.
Check it out.
You got two papers there.
Hey, these are $9.
That's pretty expensive.
I think I covered everything. I played a little bit of golf.
Did you?
Yeah.
How'd that go?
Terrible, but it was fun, but I'm a terrible golfer.
Do you see two balls when you go to hit it?
Depends where I'm looking.
All right. Well, thank you guys so much for coming on again. This is a lot funnier than I was expecting it to be. What?
No.
I thought you were going to say something. But yeah, thanks for coming on. Stop it. All right. I'm gonna cut this off. In our last 30 seconds, I'll leave you with this. I know we've mentioned it before. What?
Can I do this?
No. Yeah, go ahead. Let's do that. That's what we're going to make this funny. Yeah, there we go. You have to have a little bit of humor. Okay, you can stop now. You have to have a little bit of humor when you're given anything in life. But when you're dealing with something that's as serious as Parkinson's, it's good to still keep... Stop it. Keep a little lighter side to yourself as you're dealing with the serious stuff. So definitely make sure you continue to talk to your doctor. Advocate for yourself. Advocate for your care partner. Whoever it may be, and maintain. Oh, there you go. You try to maintain a good sense of humor. That's something that Mike wrote. So I think that's a great way to end. Maintain a good sense of humor in anything that you come across. And with that, we'll see you next time. The Secret Life of Parkinson's is produced by Melissa Carlson and Steve Brandenburg. To contact us, email info@thesecretlifeofpd.org. The Secret Life of Parkinson's is not responsible or liable for any medical advice, diagnosis, course of treatment, or any other information obtained through this podcast. The information provided by The Secret Life of Parkinson's is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Never disregard professional medical advice or delay in seeking it because of something you heard on this podcast. You are encouraged to consult a physician for a definitive diagnosis.